You're going to die, you're not gonna live anymore. So pull up your britches and get ready for the show, cause you're gonna be dead. Oh yes, dead, 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 dead. You're gonna die.
Society's crumbling. Information overload, man. We're drowning in a quagmire of vid clips, email, and sound bites. We can't absorb it all. There's only one sane solution. Blow it up!
All right, welcome to Bang the Internet, the only internet podcast that's all like, bang, you're dead, Johnny.
And then after you're dead, you go hang out with all the other skeletons, and then it's like the only internet radio show that does the mash. It was a monster mash. I can't wait to do that part of death.
The monster mash part.
Yes, when the inevitable happens.
Who could? Who could really wait for the monster mash?
That is, that's the light at the end of my road. Just I die and suddenly at a big party with Frankenstein and Boo Berry.
Mummy's the DJ and he's like, we got your afterlife oldies. Starting off with Monster Mash and then Jeepers Creepers.
That's a hip mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Those Egyptians.
Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland are doing an afterlife dance right now.
And so is Clint Eastwood. His name is Planet of the Apes guy.
Charlton Heston, Mickey Rooney, everybody's dead.
You will be too.
Let's talk about Mickey Rooney, man. That dude, he died today, the day we're recording this.
Oh, I didn't realize the significance until right now.
He is dead. Jimmy Lee Jellicers. It's funny because I found out that Mickey Rooney died via what? The internet. The internet told me. Mickey Rooney, I found out on Facebook, is dead.
So is Mickey Mouse. I found that out last week.
You wish. Also, the fat guy from the Seinfeld finale is dead.
Newman?
No, not him.
Oh, thank God. Just give me a heart attack. That'll be another dead person on the show. Named Yo. Or Espanol. Escúchame, yo no sé. Chris, did you ever look at... when I was a kid, I used to look at all the dead sites. And do you ever look at... I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it's something along the lines of like yourlifeclock.com or like yourdeathclock.com or something like that. You go on there and it tells you, it gives a countdown.
To when you're going to die?
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Do you like walk in or you just go there?
You know, you don't have to have, well, this was a while ago. This was before you have to have like a username and password.
Okay.
Daisy Princess 99 is my, would be my death clock.
You went with the less popular of the Mario princesses.
I didn't even know that's what I was talking about. But yeah, that was one thing. Also, the kids always used to go to Rotten.com and see all the old snuff photos and films.
See, yes, we're...
Like Marilyn Monroe's dead corpse. That's the internet.
That's the internet. It desensitized. We said in the last episode, don't Google murder. But Google murder today. Yeah, we're
not just the kids. That was the disclaimer for the children.
Right, the kids can't Google murder. Adults, Google murder. See what comes up. See how quickly you stop caring
when
about.
The adults are busy Googling murder. You could sneak out and buy some cigarettes.
My dad was watching these bloody pictures, and I decided to go get me some squares. Start over. Bang the internet. Death. Everybody's dead now. Thanks a lot, internet. I find out Paul Walker's dead via the internet. I find out Mickey Rooney's dead via the internet. I find out Sly Stallone's dead via the internet. I mean, look, the thing is, we find out people are dead and it's no big deal anymore because we expect to log into Facebook and see RIP.
You know what's dead? And I have not seen this on the internet. Crocs. Am I right, Chris? Who wears them anymore? Like when you're when number one model is Mario Batali, the chef, hangs out with Gwipen. That's Gwyneth Paltrow, who broke up with her husband probably because... She wanted them Crocs, but now they're out of fashion. So no one ever said RIP Crocs, a footwear that is no more fashionable, no longer fashionable.
Hey, you know what? And nobody said RIP Trapper Keepers either.
Or how about parachute pants?
How about Saved by the Bell?
The Moonwalk.
Lark Voorhees.
Flava Flav.
Rob.
Schneider.
Travis. Trent. Look, man, I guess my thing is, like, when you get on the internet and you find out a guy's dead,
then you share it and hope to be the first of your friends to tell everybody, because that gives you points.
You share death, and then people like it.
You score. Death share. 10 points. That's just, like, the social god of sociality. Chris, did you ever kill a guy on the internet?
No.
Likely story.
You know who's killing guys on the internet? Kendrick Lamar. He's killing everybody with that control verse, y'all. He took him down. Killed it. Drake dead.
Isn't Lamar some guy that a Kardashian dated? Is that that guy?
Kendrick Lamar Odom.
Do you think that the internet killed people?
Maybe. Maybe they're running low on trends, and so they kill somebody, and then they got a new trend.
You're right. That's the trend generator.
Let's take out Mickey. The internet guns down Mickey Rooney. Hit an alley like Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
It was a firefight! He goes down like Sonny Corleone at the toll booth. But most of the bullets pass over his head because he's a short man. Even in death, they joke about my height. You ever hear that audio commentary thing? It was like a Twilight Zone episode, and it's Mickey Rooney, and he's like just really angry and hateful.
Definitely have not. I did hear Barry White losing his shit on the radio. He was recording a promo spot for some college station, and he's having a really rough time with it. A lot of profanity. White. Oh, yeah.
Man, what is it with these dead guys going off on everybody?
I don't know.
It's like
David Hasselhoff dies and like 10 more of those like drunken videos come out. You know what's weird about death is that when we used to be newsboys, boys who wrote news, if you will, we would sometimes tell people that people died and they'd be like, how dare you? Don't you have any respect? And it's weird because it seems like people think it's disrespectful to tell them that somebody died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's like to talk about death, it's like cursing, but like cautious cursing.
Yeah, it's like if you had a bad dream with somebody and like they were jerking your dream, but you take that into real life. You can't do that.
But then like a few days ago, that Westboro church guy died and everybody just pissed on his grave. So what's that about?
Was there really, like, is there a video of that?
No, I don't know.
Is the graveyard flooded?
I bet
with
you go there right now with a video camera, somebody's pissing
it's
just, on his grave.
It's like in Jurassic Park when Jeff Goldblum walks into the giant mound of Triceratops, and he's like, "That's a big pile of shit." and that's probably what's on top of that grave right now.
With the finger, they just write Westboro into it.
Why would you do that? Who would do that with their finger? Probably at least put on a glove.
Westboro.
Maybe use
people.
A stick.
Oh, figure.
Mount Westboro.
We're not afraid of our love. We're not afraid of will the sunrise again. We're not afraid of our love. We're not alone. We'll rise. Everything by it's for you. A man who rides for your love, a man who falls, a man who rises again, a man who fights for your love, a man alone will find a way. Everything by
what happens when you die, Ryan?
Yeah. That's going to happen.
Yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it?
It won't happen. I'm going to totally pull a Johnny Depp, and I'll just turn into a bald man on the computer, and you put my brain in there, and I'm just going to, you know, start causing a big ruckus across the world and stealing military data.
Speaking of the computer, you, what happens to the computer, you, when you die?
The computer me? It's just me. The body goes away. My new body is a sweet computer. Nice Apple iMac.
Okay, well, what about me when I die? I'm not Johnny Depp.
Step one to conquering death. Become Johnny Depp.
Now I'm not going to die. As life is too fleeting for me.
I'm from Kentucky.
Is he?
Yeah.
What?
So my thing is, but for those of us who can't become Johnny Depp, the internet us.
For the
all those accounts you set up. Let's think about it. Like through your life, ask yourself as you listen to this podcast, how many different accounts on different websites have I set up? Like when you die and your family gains access to those accounts so that they can shut them down.
They're
going to
find a lot of sexting.
Like your legacy is ruined by the internet. Because you died. You died at the wrong time. You were like, I'm going to get all of this mess off my computer tomorrow. And then you get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Then the dead you, your computer self, lives on like Johnny Depp, ruining the world like Johnny Depp, with dark thoughts, young blonde women, and smoking like Johnny Depp.
And pillaging and pirating around
like Johnny Depp and Blackbeard. And Long John Silver, all of which are dead. Imagine a 60-year-old guy who's lived this long, glorious life, served in the military, is a war hero, well-loved by his family, this community. You know, he comes back, he volunteers, he becomes a mayor, he makes changes in his city. Just a great guy. He dies at 60. Get on his computer, porn.
So he's like, you know, he's Joe Everyman then. How about this? What if dead me, I mean, you know, keep the whole Johnny Depp idea, become a robot, computer man, but I'm just like one of those little like screen pals and I kind of like hang out and like, you know, a couple inches big on the corner of your desktop.
Oh, like a little paperclip.
Hey there, stranger. Welcome back.
You like the little paperclip from Word.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one of those things. And I'll like do like a backflip and I'm like, hey, let's have some fun. And silly. You could like drag me around. I'm like, whoa. And, you know, and sometimes I get hungry and I take like a bite out of one of the little file icons, you know, to save me. And then all of a sudden you like look behind the window of your garage band and I'm out there like up to no good talking to the other computer guys trying to make a deal or something.
I got some sweet viruses for you.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
I don't know if I want like I'm dead. My son gets to like get on the computer and see a little animated cartoonized version of me.
I think it would really help him cope.
Might creep him out.
No, definitely. That doesn't make sense. Instead, your whole face should just be the background. You should go. That'll just desensitize him to it.
Or he'll hate me. That way he won't be so sad that I'm dead.
Well, then maybe he's the one who killed you, and in which case, good. You're haunting him.
Yeah.
You know what? That's an interesting thing. Like, given that like you know you're going to die, it would be kind of funny to just like, basically pull a Home Alone on the internet and set up a bunch of like weird prophetic seeming traps for people. So to check it out.
Yeah.
And I like the digital version of putting an oil slick on the stairs or whatever, but like they come on and you do all this weird stuff and freak them out.
That's right. Yeah. Like you make a video of yourself.
Yeah.
And
I knew this would happen. They'd be like, oh, how did you know?
Yeah, I had a feeling. You make a new one every year. So that's always current. You know?
Yeah. Or every day.
And then you end it by giving them stock options. You watch the whole world fall apart.
Make a bunch of, yeah, fake. You know what? I should just do all this and not do the whole death part. And then you pull a whole short sell on those stocks. Yeah, that's how you do it.
You know what's really going to be big this year, guys? The Zune. Should everybody
come
goes
on.
Through.
You got to be a little more believable. More realistic. Than that. Come on.
I mean, it's funny. Or, I know what you do. You get rich off of it. You create a real company. You tell your family to manage this company. And then your dead self tells everybody to invest in the company because you're dead. You're a spirit. You know everything. They invest in the company. Your family gets rich, runs away to Hawaii. Everybody else goes broke because the company's not real. And your family gets arrested and put in prison.
And to the topic of the Zune. The Zune is like, you know, like there's like the iPod. It's like Heinz 57. Classic ketchup. And the Zune is like that bullshit rolled gold. What the hell? Or it's like, you know, when you were a kid, you had crayons and Crayola were just awesome. And then you had Rose Art. What the hell is this Rose Art? It didn't even draw. Like, how could you be in business?
These Rose
don't
art.
Deposit color to the paper. They're just these waxy bullshit sticks. And they don't work. They just don't work. And they stay in because idiot parents are like, I'm going to save a buck. not only is he losing out on money because the crayons don't work, but you're damning your kid to be totally lame. And then you get in trouble from the teacher because your crayons don't work. Like, what are you going to do? And then the kids think you're lame because you don't have Crayola. Your crayon don't work, stupid kid. And then you want to, like, write about, like, your sorrows, you know, at least vent. And you, like, pick up the crayon. You're like, oh, right. Crayon.
Compared to Zoom to off-brand crayons.
Did we ever have a crayon discussion on here on Bang the Internet before?
No, man, we haven't gotten into crayons.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure we ain't gotten into crayons yet.
I'm definitely having a crayon deja vu.
That's unfortunate. But no, we have not addressed crayons.
See, I think that when I die, they're just going to be able to essentially replicate everything that I am, but they're going to use all examples from this show. So
when you die, I'm going to create a crayon color specifically for you and call it Essence of Ryan.
And it could be all the colors that make me me.
Yeah.
You got brown. You got white. That's about it. Right. Call me Brian Cranston. Wow!
Well played, good sir. Brian Cranston. Nice. I'm going to check that off on the list of...
Yeah,
check the old bucket list off.
I never need to speak another word again. Even Shakespeare's like, well played, good sir.
Ryan goes to sleep that night with his hands behind his bed thinking about that great joke he made.
Did pretty well tonight, old Fitchy. Pretty well indeed. And then a jet engine falls through my ceiling and kills me.
You get a phone call from Brian Cranston. You think you're funny? Actually, you are quite funny, good sir. Good job. And he hangs up.
Little did he know he was speaking to my corpse the whole time.
Yep. But then a tear comes from your dead eye. We're back to death.
Good job, Chris. Great job.
So, okay, how about this? Butthole of the week. Anybody who told...
Is dead. Because, you know, here's why. Do you know how much of a bummer it is to deal with death? It's so depressing, I gotta say.
And the person who's dead is fine.
Yeah, like, you don't have to worry about anything. You ain't got a care in the world. Whereas, I gotta be like, great. Emotions, my favorite.
There should be one guy at every funeral taunting the corpse. What do you get off being dead, huh, buddy? What are you doing? What are you doing? And he slaps it. What are you doing?
There should also be more magicians.
Put all these funerals. People do this. Then they go to a kid's house and they're burying their dog. Hey, dog. What are you doing? Get up, dog.
He just tries to ridicule things into becoming alive again.
And it never works, so he's just this miserable man, but he hides it behind his tough exterior.
Yeah.
In his Italian suits.
You know.
Hey,
it's
you.
Like ever since the mob was broken, I gotta figure out something else to do.
Death taunting.
Yep. That has everything to do. Say he's like sending them texts or something just to, so we could say that, you know, we're actually talking about the internet, the show that this is about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's the form of text messages. Yep, there we go. Covered.
Yeah.
For real, I guess I'd say the butthole of the week is anybody who told you that, like, a family member died on Facebook. Ooh, what the heck? What?
I don't think I've had the... what's the opposite of a privilege? I don't think I've had the bad fortune to have come across, to have experienced that quite yet. I think it is likely that I will someday.
You will, because I have, and other people I know have, and it sucks. You get on Facebook, and you're like, hey, cats, 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 huh? And it's someone you really love and care about is now dead.
Thanks, Aunt Judy. Or, what's a made-up name?
Like, everybody, like, every name exists in my family. thanks, careful. Uncle Jesse.
Thanks, Uncle Jesse. Tell you what.
My uncle's John Stamos.
My uncle's Hank Hill.
Nice.
I was driving down, there's a road by us that cars drive down in large, it's a well-worn road, if you will. It's okay. A transportational avenue. And there's a billboard on it, and it says, "Did I really just die?" And I'm sitting here thinking, man, what a waste of money. I should write about that on the internet.
Well, look, okay, what about this? Abe Vigoda.
Oh, yes, okay, so yeah, Abe Vigoda, big fan.
Mm-hmm. He's died like 50 times.
That's what people think. But we got to put an end to that. So this is actually something I discovered when I was a young boy. I used to watch the Conan O'Brien show when I was a wee lad.
Yeah, yeah.
Very strongly for like a period. Between 7th and 8th grade, I watched it quite a bit. And Abe Vigoda was on it quite a few times. And okay. I was like, I like that old man a lot. I hope he never dies. And then like I couldn't even appreciate it during the show because I was just sad that he was old.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt bad for him.
What a weird reaction.
And right? Like
Only to him, though.
I felt like it was like a monkey's paw. I got my happiness, and then all of a sudden like the rug was swept from under my feet with the harsh reality of existence. So, I actually looked it up. I'm like, oh, and I was afraid to for a while. I'm like, because I was sure he's dead. I'm like, There's no way if I look him up, he's going to be alive. This guy's old as hell. And it turns out he is alive. Not only that, but when I typed in Abe Vigoda, there's actually a website, abevigoda.com, and it's a site dedicated to his mortality. And at any given point, it says as of, and it has the current time, Abe Vigoda is still alive.
What if that site is what's keeping him alive?
It definitely is.
I mean, why didn't River Phoenix get a site? He'd be kicking.
So then I was like, really?
Then we wouldn't have Joaquin.
Ugh.
But yeah, Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, so why don't you go check? I mean, hopefully nothing happened in the past 30 seconds. Come on, Abe.
Abe Vigoda status. Let's see. Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah.
All right.
Go. I'm really afraid to reload this page.
The comforting smile. Is Abe Vigoda the guy? Is he the one who...
He once rode a bicycle built for three with John Tesh and William Shatner.
For real?
Yes.
Cool. I was going to ask if... was it Letterman or Conan where he went on and they were doing a seance to talk to Abe Vigoda's ghost? And he walks in and he goes, "I'm not dead, you idiots."
I wonder if he is the most commonly mistaken, actually living, but thought of as dead person.
Probably. I mean, he's got a website. I think maybe
like hey, there's him and there's Fidel Castro. Yeah, you covered your mouth for a second. Like you laughed and then you thought, oh, wait. Maybe, like, someone who shouldn't hear me laugh about Fidel Castro heard me. And then I think you realize that doesn't make sense.
I think I realized, because I was laughing too hard at the idea of two very different older men dying.
They kind of don't look that different.
They're very different people, though.
I guess.
Oh, how about this connection? Abe Vigoda was Tessio in The Godfather. Tessio was put to death by Michael in the first movie. In the second movie, Michael went to Cuba, where Fidel Castro took over and ruined Michael's prospects for Cuba.
Abe Vigoda got killed in The Godfather?
Yeah. And in real life, he's probably going to outlive Al Pacino. How about that?
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. From Tropic Thunder.
When I hear that name, I think of a can of mixed nuts.
I think of dog food and pants. Alpo Chinos.
Oh, okay.
But
dog food and... It's funny. After I just said that, I was just making it. And then you said, okay. That makes sense. Dog food and pants. Crazy. Weirdo.
Abe Vigoda is going to outlive the entire cast of The Godfather. And he was like 90 when it came out. But death. So
it's not made of life.
That's true. It's what like those old... Remember those old... You know, that's what it is. The internet is like one of those... role-playing games where you could cast a death spell on things.
A role-playing?
Yeah.
Role-playing game?
Role-playing game.
Role-playing game.
Yeah, the role-playing game where you lay down ropes and then people hang themselves with them and they die. See? That's how death is like the game.
Yeah, that's how the internet created it. The rope of the internet. Mouse strings. I bet there's some artist who's like, I'm such a techno phobe artist, and it shows a bunch of people hanging themselves with computer mice, and I bet they're like, it's so postmodern. It's like how technology is killing us. I bet there's at least one artist that did that. I bet there's another one who's like, and it's like people are dead in a web and there's like a computer spider eating them. It's like how society is slowly feeding on our insides.
Well, I guess with the internet, it's kind of like you take everything and blow it up and make it annoying and desensitize us to it like everything else. But death in particular, it's kind of messed up because it's like, well, now what do I have to look forward to?
Remember the fake, you know, another person who wasn't really dead, but people thought, like Bill Nye, remember that when that went around?
Yeah, that was kind of funny, though.
Maybe to you, but I took it really seriously.
He's a scientist. Well, why don't you go see what happens when you die now, Mr. Scientist? Mr. I'm so smart. Why don't you tell me about the afterlife? Mr. Scientist, since you're so smart, why are you dead? That's what I said when I thought Bill Nye was dead. Then I found out he wasn't, and I was like, crap, he's back.
Damn it. Damn it, science. You win again this time. I'll be back.
And I hopped in my Camaro and drove off.
You have the best getaway cars. You make really great exits often. You see, you don't know this because we're on an internet, and so you don't even know what we're like in real life. But Chris has a habit of doing these awesome getaways in these remarkably nice cars. Heidi Montag's walking down the street, and you walk by with a carton of eggs. You're like, scrambled eggs, scrambled eggs! You hit her with it, you take off in a Porsche 911. What just happened to me? Makeup's running down, and eggs are all over. Starting to hardened in the California sun.
Taunting.
Why me again?
It's such a weirdly specific thing that, like, taunting celebrities I thought were dead but aren't, and then getting away in a nice car. I normally drive like a blue SUV, but when I'm taunting celebrities, I hop in my Porsche or Lamborghini with suicide doors.
You know, really, you know who's like the opposite of the internet with death?
Who?
Mexicans.
Hmm?
Yeah. They got it right.
Elaborate, please.
They got all those cool skeletoids and, you know. And La Catrinas.
You know, it's really hard to, like, be mad at the internet when it's showing me a smiling Abe Pagoda right now. And it just let me know he was alive.
Wait, reload the page. Oh, I hope it doesn't change.
Woo! All right. Dodged a bullet.
Oh, but what about now?
We should do a skit where we recreate, you know, the scene at the end of The Social Network where he's clicking.
No.
Okay. Hey, fans, you know that scene at the end of The Social Network?
Wait. I'm going to walk out of the room for this so I don't have the ending ruined for
me. All right. See you, Ryan.
Whisper it.
Okay.
So you know that scene at the end of The Social Network where Zuckerberg's clicking and he's trying to see if the girl accepted his friend request? We're going to be doing that with Abe Pagoda's website and have the same despondent look on our faces.
All right, come on back, Ryan.
Ryan Fitzpatrick!
Ooh, yeah!
No spoilers for that, man.
The only spoiled thing is some spoiled milk in my daughter's cup. And I'm going to toss it out and my kid gets sick with old dirty milk.
I guess, like, if you take death and you add the internet, you get sensationalized death. All right, let's think about Paul Walker when he died. There was, like, this circulating video. For one, there's all these internet, like, video tributes and stuff, which it's cool. Like, that's a nice gesture. But then you also get the videos of, like, Tyrese going to the site and crying. Well, and that's like, why are we like this very intimate moment? Why is this like I cry when people die. Nobody wants to see me cry.
Mm.
It's really bad. You don't really want to see me cry. Like,
did
I get
you cry when Hitler died?
I didn't cry when Bin Laden died. But maybe it's because he ain't dead yet.
But what if the internet is like this weird like creature that creates information and says other people did, and we're all using it as a point of reference?
So it's like a,
like what if we found
maybe
out
it's sort of like a triceratops, if you will, and it's made a large pile of its own waste, and say Jeff Goldblum's around.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that.
We're back to that. For example, what if Miley Cyrus doesn't exist? What if Bieber doesn't exist? What if the internet created him? I ain't never met the man. I've never touched the boy.
I've caressed Bieber. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
So he's not dead. I mean, wait, he's not the internet.
Oh, and his hair's not as soft as it looks. Man, I'll tell you, that Haley Joel Osment, now that, he's a plumper boy. He's not a cute man. Not anymore.
A
not
plumper
even
boy.
He's got real close-set eyes, and he's
saying, like,
he's in that thing that's on the TV. A show.
You could think of show? The word show?
I was too busy. My brain was muffled by his poor acting skills.
It's not so much that he, like, I think is fat. It's more so that, like, his face stayed the same size as a boy.
No, his face is much fatter.
No, like the actual, like his eyes and nose and mouth part of his face stayed the same as when he was a boy. And the rest of him grew into a man. And so now he just looks like Prune Face from Dick Tracy.
Prune Face. That's an actual guy.
Hmm? He's a guy with a giant head and a really small face.
Oh, wait, maybe that's Little Face.
No, that was the California Raisins. They were big in the 90s.
No.
Late 80s, early 90s.
See, the
that
Raisins
was like America's, like, role model. There was Uncle Sam, and then there was Captain America, and then there was Ronald McDonald, and then there were the California Raisins. And now what do we got? Justin Bieber. And now what do we got? We got Tyrese.
Mm-hmm.
Great. What are we gonna do with Tyrese? He's half the raisin those raisins ever were. And now our show is all a bunch of sour grapes.
I can't figure out if that Tyrese comment was, like, kind of racist, but maybe, I don't know.
What? Wait, mine just now?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because, like, the raisins kind of had an urban quality, and then you just compare the only black man you mentioned to them. I don't know.
Well, one of them was a clown, so you don't know what his skin color was on the inside.
I'm not saying it was racist. I'm wondering if it might have been racist.
Kind of like Wonder Bread.
It's my black man dar. It's like I have this weird radar in my head that, like,
no, a man.
It's like it asks me if I. It's like constantly beeping, like, and if something's in the radar of time to go angry black man on a motherfucker, it goes beep, 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 beep. Oh, you's a racist, and then I just start like going off.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Mysteries of the universe unfolding today.
Yeah, because like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, their black mandar is like way, way, way tuned up. But they need to dial it down a bit. It was like that little dial, like in Captain America, that you just slide it back. It's like, calm down, buddy.
It's gonna blow.
it's like there's the Huey Freemans of the world. I don't know.
I don't know. I like that. That's my favorite joke you've made on the show so far.
Black Mandar.
They're hypersensitive ones.
I don't know, man. So death. People die all the time. Internet tells us about it. Internet shows us dead bodies. Internet tells us Abe Vigoda's dead, but then tells us he's alive, too.
Like, I don't even know if I could trust it.
Yeah, go figure.
Well, probably. I mean, ask Google, is the internet good for death? Let's see what we find out.
You want me to ask right now, or you want our listeners to ask?
Well, it would probably be faster if you did it.
Is the what? What's the question?
Is the internet good? Internet.
Is the internet making us stupid?
Good for death.
Is the internet good for...
Is the internet good or bad? It's really... Oh, I hope I get a good answer.
They bang the internet should come up in the search results when you search, is the internet good or bad? We'll answer that question for you.
Yeah.
I ain't even gonna tell y'all what came up when we searched. Is the internet good for death?
Necronomicon deadly drinking game takes off on the internet. Okay, so here's the thing. If I go on the internet and I see a picture of Marilyn Monroe and I say I want to have adult relations with her, does that make me a necrophiliac?
Yeah.
Well, time to add another title to the old resume.
All right, so tell us in the comments. Death. Is the internet killing death?
Is death dead?
Is death dead? Did you die? Tell us in the comments what your death was like. Win a free t-shirt. But only if you're dead.
This week's free music came from The Beating Rose, Freedom Love. Second track was Seventh Wonder, Missing You. You can check out both of those on SoundCloud for free.
So yeah, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr,
The Obituaries,
and AveVagoda.com. The only website we use. It's our homepage, actually.
Maybe we could do a link out to it.
Do a link out to
it. It'll be a coffin, and he just like pops out and smiles and holds up a daffodil, and then he goes back down, and it's an animated.
It's like, remember that Snickers commercial where Betty White was playing football, and then at the end, she like turns back into the guy because she had a Snickers, but then another guy is Abe Vigoda, and he gets tackled. And Abe Vigoda's like, oh, that hurt. And like, I'm like, what are you doing to Abe? He's so delicate.
Yeah, he is just delicate as a daffodil.
And then it went viral. So, because the internet wants him to die. The internet's physically attacking Abe Vigoda now. I think when Abe Vigoda does die, I think the internet will die with him.
We can only hope.
Because he predated the internet. That website is super old.
It is a really old website.
Like,
it's one of the most consistent sites I've ever seen. I mean, it's like, been up there for like over 15 years.
It's like the load-bearing beam of the internet. It's like when Abe Vigoda dies and it goes away, yes, the whole internet falls inward on itself.
It's the keystone, if you will.
Internet crashes and nobody can figure out why.
Yeah.
What happened?
I think I know.
And like
a
telegram circulates the U.S. because the internet doesn't work anymore. And it just says Abe Vigoda is gone. And everyone just weeps for a while and completely forgets the internet existed because they're so sad about Abe Vigoda. Then Pacino goes. Then James Caan goes.
I don't want to talk about it. Play the music.
Here it comes. If the Grim Reaper coming down your street, he's coming after you, cause you're gonna die, you're gonna be dead, your mom's gonna die too. You're gonna make it. No, we never know how to make it out of this life, no, because we're gonna be dead, you know. It's the Beg the Internet Death Radio Show.
You're gonna die.